So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember that all there is God. Infinite life, glorious spirit, wonderful light, amazing vibrations. Tapping into the beauty of this glorious music that Reverend John is providing for us. We allow our vibrations to raise as we relax deeply, allowing our bodies to settle gently in our chairs, feeling the ease and peace of this moment. For at the center of every moment, there is a divine essence, a calm. So we tap into the tranquility. We allow our breath to slow. We open our hearts to the possibility of more love. Love is always here. We are surrounded, supported, and existing as the omnipresence of love. We came from love. We live as love. We return to love. All love. Judy talked about living each day as if it is our first day on earth. And I was reminded of a story I heard recently of a teacher who was teaching a little girl, a first grader, who had brain cancer and was receiving chemotherapy every morning before school. And he got her homework. And she was asked to write a report. And her report said that she went to the park over the weekend. And that her response was, "I love living on this earth." Yay! He said he went to the closet and cried. Because he didn't have that same sense of celebration of living on the earth as this little girl whose life seemed so difficult to him. Yet she was still tapped into the wonder and the joy of living on the earth. So I invite you to return to the innocence. To breathe and relax and see the world afresh. To connect with the remarkable feeling of a blue, blue, blue sky. Breathe and allow your heart to expand with the expansiveness of a clear blue sky. Imagine an ocean with a thousand shades of blue between the shore and the horizon and that clear blue sky. Aqua, turquoise, aquamarine, slate blue, gray blue, bright blue, dark blue, shades of blue for which we don't even have a name, and celebrate that variety, that beauty, that wholeness. What a privilege it is to live on this glorious planet. Celebrating our connectivity with all of those on the planet. We appreciate that the connection that we have with Spirit is so beautifully manifest as the connection we have with our friends and our loved ones through our phones, through our computers, through our face-to-face interactions. Living the love that is the truth of our being, we connect heart to heart with others, whether we are face-to-face or not. Feeling the heart-to-heart connections, allowing yourself fresh and new on this planet to feel what it's like to connect to the heart of another, to look into their eyes and see the eyes of Source, to feel the love that spans the infinite. Infinite love with those we connect with, those we see, those we touch through our phones or the internet, those we know in spirit, who may not even have a physical body anymore, but who are present and active and loving in our lives. After my mom died, I asked her, "Who's there with you, Mom?" And she said, "Everybody." It was the most joyful word I ever heard. Everybody here, in every moment, we are connected to all of the love. All of the love we've ever experienced in non-physical. All of the love we experience here in the physical. All of the love right here, right now. As we are fresh and new on this planet, we know that truth. Look into the eyes of the babies. They know. They are still connected. And we inside are still connected, whether we know it or not. So we simply sink into that connection now. So beautiful to be new. And we are new every single moment we choose new. So we set our intention to choose new more often. To remember our connection. To love our lives. To know the love that is the truth of who we are. And we relax into that beautiful newness. We just breathe and begin to stretch and reconnect with our physical bodies. Still relaxed, still at peace, still fresh and new and refreshed by this time of remembering, breathing, relaxing, and appreciating Reverend John's beautiful music. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful. And so it is.
So it is.
Thank you.